We're going to talk Jags, Gators, all things North Florida sports. Because we're too Flag family, back at it again like an avalanche coming down the mountain. And I said that to say, screw Carol Baskin, she killed me. Listen, back by popular demand.
What does that have to do with anything?
Bro, Carol Baskin's always got something to do with something. It's Carol Baskin. What
see,
you talking about?
I see
about?
That's real popular. I have not.
You still ain't watched Tiger King?
No, nor do I plan on watching.
Let me tell you something. Now, you know I ain't going to do it if you do it type of guy,
yes,
right?
That's, yes.
I was like, I ain't watching the Tiger King mess.
Because normally your whole aura is, hey, everybody's going right. You know what? I'm going left.
You know
that's,
why?
That's like your
because everybody got on them boats, and the ones who stayed living good. So listen, go back to tradition. But I did during the quarantine watch the Tiger King, and it was magical. Okay, it shows you how crazy America is. And I just want to say, not only do Carol Baskins need to be in jail, but Joe Exotic need to be in jail. Lock all them cats up. Everybody retarded. So
I feel so smart right now.
Because you ain't watch it?
You being somebody who went to the University of Florida, during this quarantine, you go Tiger King. During this quarantine, I've gone Star Trek. Do you see the difference of what we're watching?
Well, the only thing is, I've already watched every episode of Star Trek, and I put you on it, so don't try to get
your clout. I'm just saying, do you see the difference?
I feel you.
Man, continue with
the show. I feel you. That being said, back by popular demand, not just Flag on the Play, which you can find on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Flag on the Play, but back by popular demand, my man's Johnny. What's up, brother?
Well, what's going on, everybody? I'm glad to be back.
Y'all know it, and y'all know it. And then we got a special guest in the house. My brother, introduce yourself and introduce your podcast, and he's way more important than us, y'all, so y'all listen.
Man, please. But it's a pleasure, man. Hey, my name's Corey, straight from Underscouted. See, you got me all choked up over here.
Teary-eyed.
So y'all check out. So you run Underscouted Podcast,
Underscouted,
right?
Underscouted Podcast.
Y'all check out Underscouted Podcast, great podcast covering amateur sports. And all sports, right?
Yes, sir.
So he on here to talk some foolishness with y'all, just like we do.
I'm pretty sure he's all nice and buttoned up on his show, doing great, like, legit journalistic work. And now he on Flag on the Play.
Welcome to hell. What's the movie, Tales from the Hood?
This
ain't no funeral parlor. Welcome to hell.
So.
They need to play that at the beginning of the Jaguar season. Like, this ain't no damn NFL team.
This ain't no franchise. Welcome to Cleveland South.
That's it. And get Dave to do it. And then Shy can be like, they can do little skits. You know how they do skits on the video board? Yeah. They can get Dave to do that, and then they can get Shy and Doug and all the other guys.
Because remember,
be
on Tales in the Hood, when it all turned to hell and they were just in the fire just smoking. Now you got Shu and Shorts
smoking
and Leonard just shaking and whatnot. Like
show
that.
The highlights of Jalen picking off the pass at Buffalo and then like have his uniform morph into the Rams and then just look at the camera, psych! God. Tales from the Hood, bro. What a horrible movie. You like that movie, Johnny?
No, I hate it.
You like that movie, Corey?
I laughed at it.
That movie's horrible,
bro. Straight
laughed. I laughed, though.
Wait a minute. Fight me. Tales from the Hood is an amazing horrible movie. You crazy.
Oh, so we're going to find out.
Tales
from
the Hood is amazing. So, you ain't like Tales from the Hood?
I like
toward the end with the guy got slapped, though. I ain't going to lie.
Yes, sir. Bro, the funniest part about Tales from the Hood is the little mannequins, the little slave mannequins that was running around.
Out the picture?
Yeah, man.
They kept jumping out the picture one
by
one.
Oh, my God. That's the worst claymation ever, bro. Tim Burton rolling over in his grave, bro, if he did.
Tim Burton ain't dead.
Oh, well, then he rolling over in his grave.
Moving on. Sick of y'all.
You think Tim Burton sleep in a casket? He did make Beetlejuice and a whole bunch of other weird stuff. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tim Burton did Batman.
Tim Burton a good director.
Put some respect on that man now.
And well, that's what he said when they made them claymations come out of that picture. He was like, what are these? These ain't no sandworms. Anyway, Flag family, what's up, man? We back at it again, man. Nothing really important happened besides the schedule got released, so we're going to talk about that. amongst mm-hmm. other things. We're going to talk about Corey's greatness and how he outclasses me and Bud podcasting.
Outclass us so much that I am put in the y'all know Thanksgiving when you had a grown-up table and the kiddie table. Yeah, I'm now at the kiddie table because Corey has taken my seat.
Now, if you think we do that for guests, you're lying because Johnny had a kid table too because I ain't sitting in no little chair. I'm grown.
And see, this is how you know Corey so big time. Johnny got his spot. And he just, when the pod started, Johnny just went to that spot.
Right.
Corey immediately jumped in my seat.
Dang.
Right. It was just like, Corey was like, you know what time it is. You know what I did? I threw my hands up. You're supposed to defer.
Yeah, you in the you in the small seat like me.
Yeah. That's what we are right now.
He sat down, he was like, let me show you what a real podcaster do.
No, I knew we had a side seat.
Yeah.
But you know where he ain't sitting at, though. You know where I sat down first, y'all.
That being said, though, but we back at it again, like my blue Alexa Bliss. Alexa, what's up, baby? Shout out to Becky Lynch too, bro. She going to have a baby, so that's cool. We do a lot of court on here. We do a lot of WWE references just at random. Also, we shout out every podcast, my boo Alexa Bliss, because she's so fine. And Naomi Osaka. Why Naomi Osaka? I don't know. I just felt like doing it. So every podcast, we say, hey, Naomi Osaka.
Okay.
So it's a thing.
Corey is literally sitting here. What in the world?
He was like, I see why y'all ain't got no sponsors.
Hey, what up, y'all?
That being said, since Corey is the guest, man, we're going to talk about the schedule first, man. We're going to go to you first and see what you think about it. Do you think the schedule is hard, easy? But what I want to do first is I want to go around. So, Corey, we're going to go with you first. Looking at the schedule, my brother, what results do you think the Jaguars are going to do this year? 8-8, 7-9, give me something.
I'm going with 7-9.
Ooh! Yeah.
I'm going with 7-9. And it's because we still don't have no direction. So, I'm going to stick with 7-9.
All right, I'm going to head out.
Yeah, you might.
Why you running? Why you running?
I'm going
to
head out.
Well, see, I get whipped when it come around to us, you're here. But we built on this show. I can see you a ball of positivity. Johnny.
I really want to do.
Yeah, what you think, brother?
Got? Well, we got what? By week 7, so we're going to be 2-6. I'm sorry, 2-4.
There you go.
We're going to be 2-4, and then the hardest part of the schedule is after the bye week, so we'll win two more games. So we'll be, 4-12.
4-12.
I like how Johnny think. Because guess what? Johnny say 4-12.
And that's not even tanking.
That's not even tanking, yeah.
Yeah.
But give it to me.
No, that's the problem.
Okay.
Because this year, they are trying to tank.
That's not what Dave said. That's not what Doug said.
What we don't know is, Doug and Dave got two more years on their contract.
Come on now.
They got them pictures of Shad somewhere.
Yeah, Shad and they got something on Shad.
First off, what I hate to do, and y'all know, flag on the play for listeners and family, y'all know what we do. Normally, I get HB in this, but I see Johnny has entered this web. But also,
the pocket is out.
So now I got to check Johnny, and I got to check HB.
Oh. Okay.
What I hate to burst y'all bubbles is this. Y'all don't understand. This is a new regime.
Oh, that's what Tony Khan said.
I don't know how this who new regime. Knew?
Oh.
What you mean who knew?
Who said it's new?
New Tony way. Khan.
New in what way?
It's a new regime.
Who said that?
He told Young.
Who said that?
Oh, that's what he told Young.
He must be saying that because they switched the security company.
The second in command?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is the
new? New regime?
He's protecting his investment.
What are we talking? New regime? Bro, listen. If you was at work and they ain't fired nobody and the three dudes keep messing up everything at your job, making it harder for y'all, and then they say, okay, we hired Charles the janitor. We hired him to replace Edwin the janitor, and this is a new regime. You like, but Jimmy's still here.
Everybody calling the shots still here.
Yeah.
No, but they got rid of TC.
So what's your take then?
Double digit losses.
So okay, run it. You know I know you 12. Know we
double digit losses. I don't care how you
oh,
shake it.
Oh, so we going 10 and up.
No. I don't care how you shake it. I don't care how you bake it. At the end of the year, somehow on that left column going to be a single digit. On that right column going to be double digits. I don't care how you shake it.
It's going to be double digits.
It's going to be double digit L's.
I'm going to tell you
however
like this,
y'all come of that, listen to me now. FOTP. Family. I want y'all to know right now, however it shakes out, just know we're going to do just enough
not to get the pick.
Yep. To get a franchise quarterback.
Now, see, that's where I'm going to come
you
in
heard
right
it
here
first, because Jad Walls got a jab.
So, earlier this week, the Jags posted a video of Minshew throwing a medicine ball at the wall like he was Hulk Hogan and Roy.
I love Minshew.
Was he at his apartment?
I don't know where
question,
bro was at.
When Minshew was throwing this medicine ball, was I Am a Real American playing?
I am a real American. Fight for what's right for every man. You know what? Minshew is like a bootleg Hulk Hogan, except he's Dusty Rhodes. But listen, let me tell you something, baby. I'm
a
son of a plumber,
baby. Are you trying to call Minshew a son of a plumber?
He's son of a plumber, daddy. Let me show you what I'm going to do, baby. I'm going to throw the ball, baby. Listen, here go my thing, okay? Here go my take. Johnny, you said 4-12.
Yes, sir.
Corey, you said a very, very uncomfortable 7-9. I'm going to let you sit over there.
No, we're going because we're getting back to
you. Yeah,
we're going
to get back to you. I'm going to let you sit over there.
We're
going to
get back to Corey.
Very uncomfortable about what you said. I thought you was an expert on my show. and Bud said double-digit losses because he always liked to cop out on giving actual numbers.
I hate giving actual numbers.
I'm going to say this. If the Jags aren't 2-14 by the end of this season, somebody need to run me some coins. Because, number one, the team is built horribly. It's set up for failure. Now, Corey, you weren't here. Johnny, you weren't here. But all FOTP family, y'all listen, but you were here. Mm-hmm. I said last year, going into the season, I said, man, it's not a good look. It's a toxic situation. I said, yeah, I don't trust Nick Foles being healthy.
Got him.
And I said, go ahead.
I got you. Just picked you off.
And I said, I also don't like the Jalen situation. Before all of it started, I said, I don't like the Jalen situation. That should have been handled. And I don't think that's going to end well. Guess what? It didn't mean end well. And then if you look at how the team was shaped up, it just ain't look right. The way you built this team right now, looking for the good guys. All right, well, go ask Gene Smith how that worked out, number one.
You're contradicting yourself.
What you saying?
You're contradicting.
Go ahead, run it.
I done picked you off like Jake, the name we shall not speak. Picked off. You say it's toxic. Look at this roster. What's toxic about this? You got a bunch of. Excuse me. I'm not going to say choir boys because the last time somebody.
This is used the term high character.
There you go, Johnny, because the last time somebody said choir boys about this team, I swear Dave and Doug almost swung on old boy.
So I'm not
going to say that.
Boy and Gene, we trust.
But these are a bunch of good, hardworking locker room guys.
2-7 still on the team?
Yeah.
Okay, they alienated 2-7. Johnny, is 2-7 still the best offensive player on this team?
Are you gonna produce 1,600 yards in the well?
Yeah. Let's say he gets 1,600 again this year. He the best offensive player?
Yes.
Did you alienate him, Bud? Oh, okay. And then, okay. So Cam Newton. Okay, so here go my thing. You're saying that you're not tanking. Mm. Cam Newton is available.
Shaw said, we're all about W's.
Cam Newton is available.
Mm.
Okay? You ain't signing Cam Newton for whatever reason. You trust Minshew. Then I said, okay, if you ain't going to give me Cam, at least give me Jameis as a backup.
Somebody.
Right? That's what I said. At least Jameis as a backup.
Proven.
Right? You go get Mike Glennon.
Glennon.
Ooh. Exactly, Corey. You might well be you. So, like, to me, it's like, what are we doing, bro? So what you better be doing is secretly tanking. Quotation marks for everybody that can't see it. And it better be 2-14 because I better see Trevor Lawrence holding a Jaguar jersey. And if I don't, we got a problem. Go ahead, Corey.
I just got a problem with the whole tank situation.
Uh-huh.
We will never, ever make it anywhere if we just keep trying to say the next quarterback is our quarterback. We don't ever build on anything. We are sand in the NFL, and everybody just runs through us. Why? Because we
Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean.
You got a problem? Jaguars. You ain't scored a rushing touchdown all season? Jaguars. You ain't scored a passing touchdown all season? Jaguars. Your pass defense is trash? Jaguars.
We fix it. And remember, was that the
we the flex seal of the NFL. Well,
everybody marked us on that skill as a win.
Everybody. Where's the lie? Remember when was that Delanie Walker when we surprised and we beat the Tennessee Titans one year, a few years ago? And Delanie Walker, I want to say it was Delanie Walker. If I'm wrong, forgive me. He was like, man, we lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
He was in utter and total shock.
Yeah, he was like,
that he lost to the Jags.
I don't care what you say.
Oh,
he lost
it
to the Jags.
Yeah, he lost.
Joe Flacco lost it too when they lost in London. He was hurt when we beat the Ravens that run in 17, the fluke year. He was like, man, I can't believe we lost to the Jaguars.
That's how people see us around the league.
But see, that's my thing. Okay, I get what Corey's saying about you can't just keep waiting on the next Peyton Manning. But Trevor Lawrence, next Peyton Manning, baby.
You don't know that.
We got to get him.
You don't know that.
And here go my thing, too. You better suck enough that where if let's say you go 4-12. Let's say Johnny right. All the rest of us wrong. 4-12.
That's top five.
That's top five. You better take that one, and you better take the one from the Rams, and you better trade up to number one and give whatever else they want, and you better hope number one is somebody with a quarterback.
So you want you better hope.
Like Cincinnati, you better hope number one.
If we top five at Justin Fields, then I might have to get Justin Fields too if you can't get number one. Yeah. I like Justin Fields.
Justin Fields can play football. I'm not hating on Justin Fields. Also, I like the whole athletic quarterback thing.
I just got.
I'm not passing on Sunshine.
I got a feeling. I just got a feeling that the Patriots are going to try to get Trevor Lawrence.
You think they're tanking for Trevor too? That's typical Bill Belichick.
I don't think they're going to tank. I just think they're going to utilize players and picks to trade up to get them on one pick.
I don't think there's any tank in them.
You know what I thought about with the Patriots watching Bill Belichick?
Cheaters, yes. Tankers, no.
Yeah, they be cheating. But you know what I thought about Belichick? Because he's the GM and the coach, right? Yes. And everything else. Right? He ain't number one person. And then Robert Kraft let him run it while he go down in Miami and play with Asian girls.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Uh-huh. That being said, though, I see him watching him draft with his dog and make picks, like two tight ends within three rounds. Whoa. And I'm like, how has this team been good for 20 years? I'm literally pulling out the hair I don't have right now, y'all. Mm-hmm. Because, like, how is a team – like dead ass, he drafts so bad. Like he'll hit a Gronk, he'll hit a doggone Tom Brady or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at it overall, he's a horrible drafter. How does somebody who draft that poorly keep a team that good?
Culture.
It gotta be. That's they drafted Chad Jackson.
That's simple. Culture.
They drafted Chad Jackson. Chad. He wasn't good with the Gators. And they drafted him in the second round as they first over. They didn't have first.
Yeah, Belichick can get you. He'll get 1 or 2 good years after that.
That's crazy to me.
It's the same thing with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was DOA last year, and they fought and scratched and clawed all year because of the culture
and the
from
coach
Tomlin.
Yeah,
from Tomlin to the GM to the owner. It's culture. So, Jaguars,
Yeah. That was my question. So the Jags just don't have no culture.
Nope.
Zero. And
we got a culture. It's called losing.
Remember when Nick Foles, say what y'all want about Nick Foles. Remember when Nick Foles was like, yeah, we need to build culture.
Yeah.
I was ready to swing on St. Nick, but I see it. I see what he was saying. He walked in his locker room because, like I said, for the most part, Nick done been a part of bad cultures and good cultures. And Nick was like, but y'all ain't got no culture. Oh, we need to build it.
We did, though. But see, okay. All right. See, now you usually stop me when I'm wrong.
Oh, please check me.
Oh, this is a good conversation. I like this.
Hold your horses, light skin. Go. Hold your horses. Okay. All you Drake looking brothers, y'all sit down real quick with Bud. And y'all sit Indian style like y'all like to sit. Listen
light-skinned
here.
People do not sit Indian style.
Yeah, listen here. The thing that I have to disagree with you and say you're wrong on. They did have a culture, and it was readily established. But the culture that they wanted that was here, they ain't like. And Nick Foles could never be a part of that culture. So there was like the locker room was tugging, okay? You had the Jalen Ramsey, Telvin Smith, Leonard Fournette. You know what type of culture I'm talking about. That type of swag. Like, oh, how many touchdowns? You going to score Coco? You had.
That part one of me.
Yeah. You had that. Yeah, real talk. Good analogy, Corey. Like, you had the Reigns Vikings championship team that was like, we read it, playing, listening to Webby. W-E-B-B-I-E. You had those guys. And then you had Nick Foles and Brian Linder in the corner, like, saying hymns in the morning times or whatever. So it was clashing. So the Jags had to make a decision. What do we want? Do we want the Jalen Ramsey high swag, high risk, high reward? But you could mess up with that too. Or do we want good guys who can play football? They chose good guys who could play football. Because when Nick Foles said they needed to establish a culture, no, they had a culture. It was just you wasn't involved quick, Nick, or whatever. So, you know, miss you.
Because that 2017, that was.
Yeah, that was a culture,
that was
bro.
In your face. I'm better than you. I'm telling Tom Brady that shit on today.
Part of the problem, too, I think we got away from ourselves because in 2017, we let Calais lead. We let some of the older vets lead. And then Doug, Dave, and Tom, they just made back-to-back-to-back poor decisions.
Not DDT.
Man, come on.
Sound like a bad wrestler.
By the way, that's Alexa Bliss's finishing move, the DDT.
That is awesome.
That out.
DDT.
Yeah. Doug, Dave, and Tom. DDT. Damn. See, he has added to the show family. He is official.
Yeah, it's official. DDT.
But you have to look at the moves they made. They was like, let's get rid of Barry Church. Let's get rid of T. Gilt. Let's get rid of all the vet presence in the locker room. Gone. Puz gone. He was out. So Puz retired. So you lost Puz. Then you lost Telvin. So Telvin lost. He gone. So he was part of that swag.
We lost Telvin to the streets.
We did. But he was part of that swag.
My thing is,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was.
Coco gone.
That I hate it. Yeah. I hate it losing
Jackson.
Yeah. I hated losing Gil. I hated losing Gil.
Malik, that's hated a good one. Malik.
I mean, for
so now
the thing was Jacksonville, the Jaguars, what they felt like they thought they were the Patriots. You're not the Patriots.
No.
Okay, you had one good season. You need to roll that out to the next season. But they started letting people go. Oh, we'll be back the next year.
The worst mistake they made. First of all, Jalen. Regardless of listen, Charles Barkley taught us something. Okay, for everybody, all the jits out there that don't understand who Charles Barkley was, and then y'all still think MJ the GOAT, y'all wrong, LBJ the GOAT. But listen, I said it, hit a vein? I don't care, this is a sports show. Man, look, he turning red, light skin. That being said, though, Charles Barkley, also fellow light skin brother, also has an anger problem, kind of like Bud. He taught us something. He said, I am not a role model. But even though he said that, guess what Charles Barkley was? A role model. You don't have no choice. Like, when you're up there on that pedestal, you get put into situations where you're a role model. You name a team that Charles Barkley was on, whether it be Philly, Phoenix, or Houston, that he wasn't the leader. Mm. And Charles has always had the same attitude. That's right. So when you look at this team and you look at that locker room, and who was the best player on the team? Jalen damn Ramsey was the best player on the team. So he's the leader of the locker room. So when you pay Blake Bortles, who everybody in the locker room
don't
think
know
can't
why
play,
that happened.
Instead of picking up his fifth-year option,
man, that was
like you should have did, you broke your locker room. So don't blame this on DDT. Don't blame this on nobody else. You dropped the DDT when you signed Blake Bortles, and then they got rid of Gil. So look, the team, they look at it and they see, okay, you got rid of Church, you got rid of Gil, you got rid of Malik, you got rid of all the players that they had on that team, and all the boys in the locker room see that, and then they say, well, damn, you ain't paid Jalen? And now they see, well, damn, you ain't pick up 2-7 contract? So what you think going to happen?
Y'all ain't get paid.
Shouldn't have paid him, though.
You paid Blake?
Yeah.
I take it back. You paid two quarterbacks. You paid Blake.
And then you paid Nick.
Andrew Noel.
Yep.
They came in.
Can't play.
Who?
Lander.
Exactly.
Remember.
Can't play.
Remember.
How's that?
Remember Lander got that extension?
Who? AJ Cann got an extension.
Who?
AJ Cann got an extension.
No, AJ Cann got re-signed.
That's it. That's worse.
What? Nobody wanted him.
That's my point. The only person who should have got re-signed for a big lucrative deal is Lambeau. Okay? Outside of Lambeau.
Lambeau the GOAT.
It should have been. Your priority should have went. You should have walked in the locker room. DDT should have walked in the locker room together. Okay?
They had nobody in contest with them against Nick Foles when they went to go sign him for $22 million a year.
Why?
Bet it against yourself.
No.
They literally bid against themselves.
And that's my thing. They walk in the room, okay? So you walk in the room, and when you walk into the room, you say, hey, just so everybody in this locker room know, the first person getting re-signed is Jalen. All right?
We about to show y'all. What we reward.
You ain't got to tell them who the next person is. You just say, Jalen getting paid. Wherever the chips fall after that, that's where they fall. Everybody would have been good, I promise you.
Because Yon, I guarantee you, Yon would have known his contract was coming and he would not be talking.
Right.
He'd be talking
they
if he
paid
seen
the
Jalen
wrong cat.
Everybody rolled their eyes when Blake got
and
paid.
And then Blake got paid.
Why wouldn't you? I couldn't play. And I wasn't even getting paid. I ain't no paycheck. I was mad for him.
That's my thing. Blake got paid and couldn't play. Jalen ain't get paid. And then they told Jalen to shove it. Like, so what kind of organization do you think DDT running when Jalen doing the press conference saying he basically saying F the Jags and you got Miles Jack and Yon and Marquise Lee in the background clapping? Huh? That's what we running. We a joke.
No, we're not a joke because we cleaned out the culture because we got rid of all them guys.
2-14, give me
Now we have a new culture. One problem. So we cleaned out all these guys. We want new culture, right?
Cleaned out.
So Dave and Doug.
Dave and
they
Doug.
They finna bring their culture.
Double D.
Is a
double dare.
And we ain't talking about no damn daredevil. Their culture is a culture of losing. Yet and still. You know what Shad say? Run it back.
That's why Yon say he get me the hell up out of here.
But that's,
get me up out of here.
But that's what makes me a little confused about the Jags in general.
But you gave him 7-9, though.
Hey, I gave him
7-9. Preach, Jags. I gave
him 7-9. Don't get me wrong. But now that we have this conversation, I reconsider what I said.
Hey, did we at least drop you to 6-10?
Nah, you got me
you
down.
You said 7-9.
You got me down to 2-14.
Okay, that worked. Give me 16.
Because I play sports, and I understand what a locker room truly consists of. If you having clashes in your locker room, you're not gonna win. It's gonna go right out onto the field, to the court, no matter what. And now after listening to all this, I might say 1-15.
Welcome, my friend.
Because the locker room is so important.
If they go 1-15, who going to 1-16? Because you ain't getting trouble. Because the Jaguar luck show you're not getting trouble. That's just a Jaguar thing. So
but do
if
you
go either that or somebody else going 1-16, you're gonna
lose. Let me ask you a question. Go. So if the Jazz go 1-15, they got the first overall pick. Do you really think they're gonna get Trevor Lawrence?
No, they're not gonna go get a quarterback. You know who they're gonna get? A defensive tackle like they did us that one year where we could have had several picks before what was the guy's name?
Let's see, y'all don't understand we're gonna see something in Minshew during this one win season. We was like, well, if we can just get this defensive tackle from Auburn, boy, that'd have turned everything around. No. They're gonna pick over Trevor.
He not even gonna come from Auburn.
They're
gonna come from Nebraska.
Obviously, if he got that bad, they would pick Trevor. They would get Trevor.
Bro,
I don't think it's gonna get that bad.
Not if reports come out that Trevor don't want to go to Jacksonville. Remember,
let me tell you something. All right, Johnny, stop right there, goddamn it.
If something like that happens, they're gonna start questioning.
Listen,
if you were Trevor, would you come to Jacksonville?
You better. No. You better. Let me tell you something, baby.
I want to go to the Falcons.
Corey, if you was Trevor, would you come to Jacksonville?
I just told you where I go.
If I was Trevor, I wouldn't want to come to Jacksonville.
Let me tell y'all something.
Run me back, Clemson. I'll run that back.
Let me tell you what I'm not playing, okay? Let me tell you what I'm not going to play with, okay? You're not Eli Manning or John Elway, baby boy. You might be better than both of them.
You might be better than both of them.
You might be better than both of them.
You say I'm generational. Why can't I be them?
You might be better than both of them.
Okay.
But what you're not going to play with is Daddy Shad, okay? Because I'm going to send them goons at you, boy. Because if you skip out on me, because you know what I'm going to do? First of all, if you enter this first, you ain't going to come back. I hear what you're saying. You ain't going Bo Jackson. You know why you're not going Bo Jackson like he did Tampa that year? Here's why you ain't going Bo Jackson. Money too big, baby. The Bo Jackson, when he got drafted and left, it was like, I'm not coming to Tampa. I'm going to play baseball. I'll see y'all next year or whatever. It was the best deal you can get, $8 million, $10 million. He could have got that playing baseball. Bo is a freak of nature. You know what I'm saying? So he got that playing baseball. Trevor Lawrence might be able to play a little baseball just based on his physique and his beauty. He might be good at it. He might spit pitcher.
What beauty got to do with baseball?
Listen, he's a beautiful man. Listen, He the face of the franchise. He ain't here yet. Too much money.
Minshew is the face of the franchise.
Too much money and sponsorship deals to be lost, okay? Because you got to remember, too, sponsorship, he's going to get paid, bro. It's Trevor Lawrence. He's the first, sure thing pick, right, since Andrew Luck. You only have a sure thing pick every now.
Can we get him out of retirement?
Basically generational.
Yeah, he's a generational thing. Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. So I know you're not going back. I'm going to call you bluff on that. So let's just say for the sake of this argument, I do got the pick. Yeah. I'm shy. I'm coming down. Let's say he been saying all offseason, I'm not playing for the Jags, bro. Y'all got me bent, as my mom used to say. And I'm going to say, you know what? Okay, cool. I'm going to walk down to that office, and however they doing the draft that year, whether it be video conference or live, I'm going to put my card up, Trevor Lawrence. And I'm going to throw the card down.
There you go.
And you're going to give it a look. Trevor Lawrence, CN Duval.
Hey, you want to get paid? Play. If not, you can sit here, fall all the way back round into the draft again. And guess what, baby? We suck again. Trevor Lawrence. And I'm throwing that thing down. Because what you going to risk? You going to risk the Jags actually having a good year and not draft you? Ain't happening. Because we drafted you because we had a bad year. See you next year, Trevor. So play with it if you want. He ain't going to do it.
No, we might end up getting James at you.
But I'm starting to think the Jaguars' whole front office is like a whole bunch of used car salesmen.
Yeah.
Come on. They, throw it out there, brother.
They just see something that might look nice. And it didn't do no inspection. Yeah, and then
buying lemons.
Yeah, they buying lemons out here.
They didn't drop a raise on
Used up.
Taven Bryan.
Come on, man. Used up, man.
I'm a Florida fan, but
I was a Florida fan. And we said on this show, all of us were Gator fans.
Back 2 years and listen to the mock draft episode, we do a mock draft episode every year.
Okay.
You go back 2 years and listen to the mock draft episode. We get to the bottom of the round for the pick. Me and Bud both said, I said, Bud, how you feel about Taven Bryan? This was a quoted, how you feel about Taven Bryan? Bud said, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. And I was like, yeah, we're Gator fans, and I wouldn't do it. So they did it, okay? What you should have went at pick number 28 was Lamar Jackson, and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I know who Corey was referring to.
You go Lamar Jackson right there, you good. Right now, not only are you good, you got the MVP of the league on your team.
I was like, I think I wanted that offensive lineman. But I was like, either run me that tight end or run me like Lamar Jackson I'm cool with. But you know who I wasn't cool with? Taven.
I said, I'll take Lamar Jackson. Taven. If we at that point and nobody's there, I'll take him. That's what I said.
But there was way too many options on the board. But that was the TC pit, so we can blame it on TC.
DDT. I still say, who?
Exactly.
Yeah. And what has he done for the Jaguars?
I tell you what, he better ball this year.
Take up space.
This is year. Because it's option year next year, right? Better ball
they're
this year.
They're not picking another option. I don't care how good he played, they're not picking
So you
option.
Tell me, Taven Bryan.
Now, don't say that. They picked up on.
Okay, stop playing with me.
Oh, wait a minute.
We talking about DDT here.
No, just
we talking about Double D.
Double D.
No, it's still DDT. Dave, Doug, and Tony.
Still works. And
DDT.
I let
DDT. Because Tony like to argue on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter with players, so out loud. So
when they did that to Ngakoue, I was like, whoa.
But see, Yanni, okay, so here go my thing, Corey. I know you ain't been on the show. I'm good on Yan. Go ahead on Walt. I want to trade him, but he done messed up the trade value now. So here go what you do. I'm not going to trade you unless I get a good deal, at least a second.
Nobody checking for Yan like that.
That's my other question. Since the last show, because what happened to him since? Because I haven't seen any kind of tweets.
He shut up because he realized his trade value was going down. After that draft and he couldn't get traded, he was like, uh-oh.
Well, that's the agent. That's the agent saying, hey, look, we lost money.
Yeah. But he ain't work, folks.
You forgot. You arguing with your owner.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're an athlete, but you're
still So you telling me that his agent went to him and said, look, man, you fucking up.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
I mean, because look, the blueprint was this. Jalen acted a fool. Jalen got out. See this, let me tell you what Yan did. Yan said, all right, who am I on? All right, James, I got this wild idea. All right, Yan, come on in. What's up? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Jalen acted an ass and faked the injury. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you going to do, Yan? I'm going to get on fights. I'm going to fight everybody on Twitter. And you know what James said, Yan? You might be honest. knock yourself out. And come to find out, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
And see, the thing is this, honestly.
You're not Jalen. That's what the agent, that's it. So here goes my thing about
that's
agent.
What he should have said.
Yeah, agents need to stop lying to players.
But y'all, I can't. I'm your agent. Nah, you know the best thing since sliced bread.
Nah, bro.
I want to hear what Corey got to say.
Go
about
ahead, Corey. Yeah, because Corey, you deal with these players.
Corey love to hear from agents' points of view.
I'm just saying, as an agent, if I would have saw that, I just say, hey, man, first of all, I would have took his cell phone. We not tweeting until after the draft.
Right.
We going to say what we got to say after the draft. In your interview, when we got that pick and that money going somewhere else, we going to tell them, hey, look, Jacksonville wasn't the place to be.
They trash.
XYZ.
Right. That's what
Jalen
did.
Yeah, XYZ, Tony Phoney, I would have said all that.
Yeah.
But I would have never took it to the point where I would have had him sitting there saying he got a lobby for himself. At some point, you got a lobby for that person because – at the end of the day, he's real estate.
Right.
And right now, he just decreased his value. So now how can you increase the value when everybody's saying, I'm going to touch him because imagine if he get into it with your front office. He disrespected the owner's son.
Owner's son.
And I'm pretty sure Shad probably take a big – because remember, say what you want about Shad. Shad don't care. Shad very much seems like he will not be disrespected. Like – he don't care about the Jaguars.
You know what
Shad care about? Shad care about making his money. He care about soccer because that's what he grew up on. That's his baby.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars.
He ain't good at that either.
The Jaguars are a toy. It is a toy to me. I own it. I'm in an elite club.
Well, actually, Bud, my son wanted me to buy an NFL team.
Yeah. That's Tony team. No, I agree, exactly. Corey. That's Tony team.
I'm in an elite club. Like I said, what I won't be is disrespected. Like, real talk, I'm not trading Jalen. Like, Shad was like, Jalen making me a lot of money off these jerseys. I'm not trading Jalen. Shad went on national TV. And they asked him,
come on,
what's up with your favorite player, the Saints
come on
game?
Come
he
on
was like, what's going on? Is Jalen going to play? Well, me and Jalen had a long talk, and Jalen will be playing Sunday. When Jalen did not play Sunday.
And walked off the field.
Shad, you cannot tell me Shad didn't go to DDT. I don't give a damn what you get for him.
Yeah, he's got to go.
I will not be disrespected.
He got to go.
He has to go.
And Tony Unitas.
And Nayan done disrespected Shad's son. Shad will not be disrespected. See, you want to leave. If I could get value for you, you would be gone. The only problem is, Yon, big homie, big dog.
Little dog.
Say it.
You value yourself on a whole nother level than what the league value you.
Come on.
The Jaguars are the only team who value as much as you think you are worth.
What did Tony Khan say to him?
He was like,
They ain't even offering me nothing.
Yeah, he said, I'll trade you for adequate compensation, but I ain't seen it.
Hey, nobody. The good word was adequate.
Adequate.
So right now, you're inadequate.
Right.
So guess what? You might not show up in camp. You might not show up in a couple places, but we still own you.
And wait, who else running you? What the franchise at? 17 million?
Wait a minute. But hold
he
on.
He not talking
but
no more.
But let me ask you this now. If he now we offer him 19.
Oh yeah,
for a contract.
For the contract, yeah.
So
he blew that.
So what do y'all think about the fact that you think he's still going to see more than 22 million? Because
Is he going to use
what's the defensive end for the Cleveland Browns? He's trying to offer him 25 million a year.
He ain't him. Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett.
Run Miles his coins. Miles is that dude. I need that type of crazy in my life. That's just me. I need that type of crazy Miles in the production. Run me that.
Those two totally different athletes.
Come on, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just looking at it from the... Because let me tell you something, Johnny.
Two total different athletes.
And that's what I'm saying. He came into the league after Yon. Okay?
And he's better than Yon.
And he's better. So
he's the number one overall pick.
So what makes him think
he's... And I'm with it. He look every bit of it.
Here's my thing, though. Okay, let's look at our team. Okay, I'm gonna run 19 million for a defensive end because the defensive ends cost a lot of money. I'm running 19 just for the sake of this argument.
Y'all should have took that money.
So I offered it. I offered it to Mr. 8 sack.
Oh,
okay. I offered it to Mr. 8 sack.
Most all they give you is single digits.
I offered it to you at the beginning of the year. I offered you 19.
Yeah.
You said, nah, bro.
I think they gave him multiple different offers.
Right. It was 14, 18, 19. He looked like he should have took the 14, not to be honest with you. But anywho.
That's why I won't offer him 19.
I offered to pay you at the beginning of the year, right? Now, like you were saying, Miles Garrett about to get 25. He deserved that.
Yes,
but
he
look,
does.
But look, now I got a dude on the team that's a freak. And his name is Josh Allen.
Come on, man.
Oh!
You talking about Baby Von Miller?
I wouldn't be 10 sack season?
Rookie? Wait. 10 sack season and was only on the field a third of the plays.
Come on, man.
I ain't even play him all my plays.
So you tell me that's a true pass rusher?
Guess what I'm doing, Johnny? I'm going 3-4. I done got me a classic white boy linebacker to play middle. I drafted Shaq Quarterman. Shout out to Shaq. I drafted Shaq. Shaq's going to hold it down.
And Chase on.
Miles back outside, and guess who on the other side?
Chase on going to get his other.
Chase on. So now I got an end rusher who can just rush. He don't have to worry about coverage. He don't have to worry about nothing. Guarantee Josh Allen get 18 this year. And you know what? I'm not going to
Chase on going to get his 8.
You know what? Chase on going to get his 8. So guess what, Yon? I don't need you for 8.
8.
Because I got Chase on for 8. Because guess how many Yon got last year? 8.
But hold on. I also pose the question. 8 against who?
Right.
I mean, when you're looking at film.
You're
looking at against who?
Bengals.
You talking about when the quarterback was saying Ghost Jet? That quarterback?
Non-mobile quarterback.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
He didn't sack Pat Mahomes. Wait, he didn't sack Deshaun Watson. He didn't sack Pat Mahomes. See, my thing about Yon, and see, Bud, you been here every episode, you bastard.
He didn't. But go look at Josh Allen, who he said.
Listen, okay, let me tell you something.
Everybody.
All the FOTP family, they know how I feel about Yon. I like Yon. I thought he was a good player. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's a good player. I would have offered him $11 million.
So you saying
kept him moving.
Yon is a good number two.
Yeah, I would have gave you $11 million,
but he could be next to
listen,
the man.
$11 million is more than $1 million a set because you're only getting me eight. Yon has not been consistent, in my opinion, and I said this even before he acted a fool. Yon has not been consistent enough to warrant top defensive pass rush.
Because he can't get tackled for losses either.
He can't stop the run.
And they were offering Yon, what was that, top five or top three pass rusher?
At first, it was when they first offered him, it was top three.
It was
when they first offered him, it was
first. And then the second time around, it was top two. Top, he would have been the second highest in the league.
He was trying to get the same amount of money that old boy got from Dallas.
He wanted
and that
20.
Wasn't happening.
He wanted 100 mil 20.
Bro, I would have gave you 20 million if you would have tackled McCaffrey. Who tackling McCaffrey? He just scored again. Huh? I think he got 97 touchdowns on the Jags.
We got him paid.
We got McCaffrey paid.
Okay, see, here go my thing. Exactly. Frustration sets in, my friend.
Lord knows, we got what's his name? The QB for the Tennessee Titans. We got him paid.
Yeah, we got him paid too. He beat us. Tannehill.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Bro, I'm not paying Yon that much money. He ain't good enough. I wouldn't even pay Miles Jack that. Now, at the time, I was on board with paying Miles Jack because I'm like, he's a good player. But I would have paid him that and moved him out of position.
Miles Jack deserved his coins. But you thinking Miles Jack was a middle linebacker, me personally, during the Miles Jack run, Miles Jack should have became the highest paid outside linebacker in the league.
Well, guess what?
He earned that.
Now he is. That's what happened. It ain't happened the way you wanted, but now he is.
I get that. But see, Miles Jack earned that money. I'm cool with that. The problem is, why me sitting here with a mic in front of me saying, hey, man, y'all know Miles Jack not a middle linebacker.
You and 58,000 other people.
Nobody, exactly. All of us Jaguar fans like, hey, man, Miles Jack not a middle linebacker.
And
do
it's
something
dumb
about
because there's nothing that happened. See, this is why DDT trash, okay? Because there's nothing that happened that should have made you change your
and
mind
we gonna
if
keep,
you standing
and
on
and
that.
And we going to keep the same people who think Miles Jack was a middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep the same defensive coordinator who was like, I ain't running no 3-4. Duh. Oh, we running a 3-4.
Right.
What are we doing?
Right. Right.
What are we doing?
And don't forget, now here's my thing, and we talked about this last pod, Johnny. They did not pick up Leonard Fournette's option.
I don't know why.
Where are we going to get 1,600 yards from? Who on this team? You're telling me. Did they draft the running back? Anybody name me the running back they draft?
I was hoping they're going to get Cam Akers if they didn't do that.
But the year before, we got on Rock Arm.
So we got right.
I'm trash.
We got an ex,
I'm so sick
of an ex-90 sitcom
if
trash man.
You shaking my head, right?
Rock is not a trash man.
A trash man from Philly, right?
Bro, what school Rock went to? You say who one more damn time.
What school Rock went to? What school Rock went to?
Temple.
Where's Temple located? Where's Temple located?
Temple in Philly.
That's right. It's in Washington Heights, Mississippi. Listen, Temple is located in Philly.
Yeah.
You remember the sitcom Rock? He was a trash man from where?
He wasn't in Philly.
From Philly.
You shut up.
There he was.
There he was, boy. No.
So listen, what he basically said is they bought some garbage.
That's it.
The trash man.
Let me ask you this, bud.
I can't wait to this season start rock proof.
First game.
No, we need to pay Leonard Fournette in the middle of the season.
First game, 2-7, go down to a knee injury. He out for the year. Rock going to get you 1,600 all purpose?
Rock no.
Do enough.
Stop lying on my podcast.
We got Chris, Chris Thompson, too.
Chris
rock,
who?
Who is that?
Chris rock. Thompson, the running back we picked up.
No, who? That's the CEO for Wendy's. Ain't no. What are we talking about?
Who?
See, y'all got hate for Chris Thompson because he a former.
He ain't no good.
And that's why y'all don't like Chris Thompson.
I
no
don't.
Y'all Florida Gator love.
No, literally. I didn't even know who that was. I was
is
saying.
Is it Akers?
Yeah,
is
we should have got Cam Akers.
Is it Cam Akers?
Did he go in the third round?
He went to the Rams.
Oh, my Jesus. Could have got him.
My LA Rams out there with my boy Jalen.
Them jerseys are horrible.
Listen.
They are horrible. It looked like my 3-year-old drew them. And I ain't got no 3-year-old.
Turn on the fun. Best
who, Buy. Who they got? Who they got sport the jerseys?
Jalen.
Jalen.
Who?
I tell you what the Rams not doing, though. The Rams was like, because here's what you do when you do a reveal on Twitter as a football team. Who's our best player? Put a jersey on them.
Rock.
And you know who, you know, that's what the Jazz would do. You know who the Rams ran out, even though he just got there half the year last year? Who did they run out to debut their jerseys? Jalen Ramsey. because they know better. And they cleared up that cap space, and guess who they about to re-sign, which makes sense because regardless of Jags Nation hating on him, your boy can play football for real, okay?
If they pay him, what you call it, gone?
Who?
Aaron Donald. He ain't going to be there.
That's fine. Aaron Donald got paid already.
Aaron Donald
about to be in his career.
Clear up the cap space to sign Aaron Donald. Come on, Jags.
Aaron Donald, man, listen, you can franchise Aaron Donald, though. And then you franchise Aaron Donald, and then you get Jalen, and you sign Jalen. I trade out a
first-round pick for him.
They can franchise Jalen if they want it. But I just
it's gonna take a hell of
I just say Jalen, here go a check, write your amount. That's what the Jazz should
do.
Oh, they
can't do that. Remember
when times were good, and remember when we were like, "What you gonna do with Jalen?" And we said it's the most simple signing in NFL history. Hey guys, what's up? Who the highest paid DB ever? That guy? No, you're not, Jalen.
That is
contract
done.
Over.
That's it.
Contract over. Whoever the highest paid DB is, you make Jalen the highest paid DB. Ever, and you're done.
Do you think Jimmy Johnson was a great coach? Jimmy Johnson for the Cowboys?
Yes.
Jimmy Johnson, Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
No, he knew how. Jimmy Johnson had a whole lot of goddamn players on the team. But
Jimmy Johnson drafted him. He was the G.
He knew what to do, though.
Okay.
And he managed ego.
All of those answers are acceptable. He had a lot of good players. He's a great coach. He knew what to do. Listen, Jimmy Johnson in a meeting, a player was sleeping in a meeting. Some nameless player, whatever, Castro, get your ass out of here. Kick them out. You know what he said walking out to Jimmy? He was like, you wouldn't do Troy like this or Michael like this. And you know what Jimmy said? You're damn right. Because they could play football. Now, that's a fact. You go look that up.
That was how it went. Jimmy was like any other player, you go to sleep, get you out of here. Michael Irvin, Troy, Emmett. Hey, Emmett.
Shame on the players getting kicked out anyway. They knew when they first got there what Jimmy knew. They knew Jimmy ain't holding no secrets.
Not DDT. Nope. You're yelling at Doug. Doug Marron, our prestigious coach on the sideline.
Listen to what the players were saying.
Which Doug was wrong. Doug should have threw that. I don't give a damn what Jay. I am to throw the damn flag.
Right. Here go the thing. At the end of the day, bro. Even when they fired TC last year, look at how everybody handled it in the locker room. Nobody was going to bat for Tom Coughlin, and they got even the good guys that's still here didn't go to bat for him. Even Minshew was like, yeah, definitely feel different in a bit. I'm just saying, you don't have to be in meetings 15 minutes early, be on time. Go ahead, Corey.
But when you set a clock 30 minutes early,
come on, bro. Ooh,
Lord, just to set the players up for failure. I mean, let's be honest. And then when the league found out about it, now you're costing Shard money.
Bro, we had to pay Dante Fowler back.
Oh, look.
Oh, we had to pay him back.
Not all of it.
DDT trash, too, because DDT was clowning, too. Remember after they got rid of TC? Mm-hmm. Looks like everybody's here. Right on time. And see, y'all were a scapegoat. This is why I can't stand Shard. This is why the Jaguars This is why the Jaguars might be the Clippers of the NFL.
Whoa. No, don't say Clippers. They got Kawhi Leonard. We got to name another team.
No, he talking about the old Clippers with the racist owner. The one who was like, I don't care who you date, just not a color. Go ahead, bro.
This is why the Jaguars are a horrible organization. You had to clean house. Because guess what? If you clean house, you know what we're saying this year? New general manager, new head coach. We coming in here like, man, I don't know what's going to happen, but they going to give a run at it. We all hyped up and like, go Jaguars because it's a rebuild. With these same clowns that we done had for, 8 years, you know what we going to say? Same old Jaguars.
Same old Jags.
And you gave them.
I have zero hope in them.
And you gave them all the draft capital to do it.
Hey, but
give them this regime?
But do anybody ever look at how the fan base feel?
They don't care about us.
Bump with you out there. We the ones got to spend the money. I mean, at some point, you're going to start scratching your head saying, well, I don't know how good this franchise is going to do without people spending money.
Well, you know what?
We ain't got nobody to spend money on that.
Aha.
That's the reason why I ain't doing my ticket.
Aha, my friend. Shaw was one step ahead of you. We're going to London for a few more games. So y'all little mad Jaguar fans, I'm going to recoup them.
But you know what?
And guess what? COVID-19 said, bye. You stayed.
Shut that down. Let's
go full circle and run through the schedule. I'm going to go around real quick before we get out of here. And I'm going to go around real quick, and you tell me win or loss. First game of the season, Colts, 1 o'clock.
L.
Johnny?
Loss.
Corey?
Loss.
All right. I'm going to say that's an L. They got Phillip Rivers, right?
Yes, they do.
We can't beat him, right? Right. Okay. No. Second game of the season, bud. Titans, 1 o'clock.
Loss.
Johnny?
Most definitely loss.
Corey?
Derrick Henry? It's a loss.
All right, I'm going to actually say that's a win. You know why? Because F you, Titans. I hope you die. I'll never pick the Titans, bro. I hate them with my soul, my passion.
I hate them too, but I just go on.
I would say some off-color things about Steve McNair right here, but it wouldn't be right.
Man, I don't know why I root for Henry.
Yeah, I like Derrick Henry because he's from here, but I wish he does no good for the Titans. I wanted him to go to another team so bad.
I wish he came here.
Wait, we should have drafted him.
Can we get him if we let Leonard Fournette
go? Who did we draft instead of Derrick Henry that year? We drafted somebody instead of him. He was a second round pick. Yeah, we drafted somebody ahead of him, bro.
Was it one of the receivers?
That's the Blake Bortles year.
I think it was Marquise Lee.
So we drafted Marquise Lee instead of Derrick Henry. Jaguars. Okay, third game of the season. So both y'all, all y'all got them 0-2 right now. I got them 1-1 just because I hate the Titans. Dolphins, bud.
Prime time.
Yep, prime time game.
In Jayville, right?
Yep.
Give me that W.
Okay. Johnny?
He's going against Tua.
Yeah.
Lost.
Corey?
Tua rookie.
I'm going for the Jags on that one.
Give me Jags.
So Johnny and Corey got them 1-3. You got them. You got them.
1-2.
1-2.
I got 0-3 right now.
You got an 0-3. That's right. You said Tua gonna beat them. You going with the Jazz? So I'm the only person that got them right now because I'm going win. So I got them at 2-1. And so everybody excited.
Wow.
But 2-1 because I say they beating the Titans. They beating the Dolphins. Tua suck, bro. I listen. Me and Bud had this on the draft show, bro. Tua suck, bro. I don't believe in Tua. I think that's a bust.
I think Tua finna show them boys was up.
Oh, okay. Jimmy Clausen. okay, you got the Bengals, Bud.
Give me a win.
And Cincy.
Nah.
Lost? Yeah. Johnny?
I'm going to W on that one. I think we can put it on Joe Burrow.
Johnny said win.
Chase on say he ready to hit him.
Joe Burrow. Is going to eat the Jaguars alive.
AD2?
Really? Oh! Andy Dalton, too. He doesn't.
AD2?
AD2.
Oh, you don't like Burrow?
No.
Oh, you're an interesting man of mystery. I ain't gonna lie, I would have drafted Joe Burrow.
I'm going to win. I'm going to win because they ain't got no defense over there.
Corey?
I'm going to win. Jags all day.
Jags all day. AD2. I got a loss. And if y'all remember, I picked 2-14, so I ain't picking them no more. so you know.
They got that one win. I told.
They ain't winning no more after that.
How many L's they finna drop? How many L's is that in a row?
So I got, if you go by what I said, I got two wins in a loss and then two wins in a row, and then that means you drop in, that would be 13 in a row.
Jaguars finna lose 13 games in a row.
I can believe
it. Well, you said double digit, but you never gave a number.
No, my brother. I chopped that chopper style. I got it chopped up. I ain't got 13 straight.
Oh, yeah, we losing 13 straight, bro. Because you know who next? I'm not gonna ask y'all this because I know it's all everybody got an L. Texans. Ooh, you believe in that, Johnny?
I'm gonna say win, and the only reason why is because DeAndre Hawkins is not here no more.
Corey, get your man's take him back to your show. He out of pocket.
He got a point.
I'm gonna go win. The offensive line is depleted. They didn't address it in the draft. They didn't address any free agency, and you let go one of the best receivers in the league just to go get a no name?
All that makes sense, but Jaguars
I don't
ain't
know
beat
where they're
Watson.
Getting this win. So they beating the Texans either here or there. They are getting a win.
You saying they splitting it?
They split. They were split with the Texans.
I'm straight on those belief systems.
What's
the first one
at home, right?
The first one at home is the Dolphins game.
The Texans game.
Oh, the Texans? No, that's in Houston that first.
Oh, one. I still give it to them.
Okay.
I don't know when.
Because we
I don't know if it's here. I don't know if it's in Houston. Okay. I don't know if it's in Jacksonville. But they will split with Houston. That's what I am saying.
Okay. What you got, Corey?
I got Jags.
You got a Jazz on Houston,
I
too?
Got Jazz.
Boy, I picked everybody. Thought everybody pick an L right there. Okay, so now we got coming up here October the 18th. Now, mind y'all, these games might not happen, y'all. We don't even know what the hell going on. Man, but I'm pretty sure they're going to try to figure something out. They might play at, like –
ain't nobody – they're going to play the Florida Gate. Florida
yeah,
Gate.
I tell you what though, DeSantis, the governor of Florida, came out and was like, "Y'all ain't got nowhere to play. Y'all come bring Corona here." so you said that. That being said though, for all of my people that's listening, shout out to the Rogue Reporter, aka Scott. We used to have season tickets together a long time ago. I'd had season tickets for the Jazz for like 10 years, then I stopped. Right. It was a game a few years back. Matt Stafford was probably about 4 years in the league. The Lions. We played the Lions maybe about 5 years ago. And we sit in here and we playing the Lions, and We need to make a stop to get the ball back. Of course, we're losing. Chad Henne was the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Gabbert was on the team. It was horrible. So we losing, but we still in the game. We just need to make a stop, get the ball back, score. And the Lions proceeded to run the ball, knowing that they're going to try to run it to run out of clock. And they ran the ball seven straight times in a row, and we could not stop them. And I had one of the most horrible moments in my life where I lost my damn mind. And I started screaming and acting like a maniac in the stands. It's on YouTube. Look it up if you want. But I was really pissed. So I said that to say this, return of the Mac, because here come the Lions again on that October 18th game. What you got, Johnny? Matt Stafford and the Lions?
Lost.
Cora?
It's an L.
In Detroit?
No, it's here. October 18th, 1 p.m. It might be about 80 degrees.
Oh, they winning now. It's my birthday.
Oh, OVO's on. Oh,
that boy definitely OVO's on.
Huh? Light skin.
As y'all can see in the man cave, when I met Shad Khan.
Oh, you got to talk to them good things about him. Now you got a picture with him.
It is a picture of Shad Khan and Bud hugging in the man cave.
It's me and when
and it's not Photoshop.
It's me and Shad. It's dope. When I took that picture, I went to go my wife, my beautiful wife, the lovely Lena Mae. We went to the she got me tickets to the Jaguar game to see Jaguars versus Cleveland, which was our first win. Didn't you go to that?
In forever. Y'all was in the booth though. I ain't said with you peasants.
We won that game on my birthday, and I was very happy.
That was when I realized Telvin Smith was a good player, because Johnny Manziel was playing in that game. And he threw two picks at the end. The Cleveland was driving the win. And Telvin picked the one on the sideline. And I was like, damn, how did he get to that ball? Yeah.
And remember, Jad was at the game and said, man, that was like the loudest that stadium. And we sucked that year. We were so loud that year.
Yeah, I was like, that's the loudest it's been in a long time.
We got that win for my birthday. And we're going to get another win for my birthday.
All right, next game in San Diego, Los Angeles area, the Chargers.
We flying West Coast?
We don't ever win on the West Coast. That's a loss.
Run me that L.
We beat the Raiders last year.
Ooh. Run me that L.
That's a loss. The Raiders, they had.
Didn't we cheat the Raiders?
No, we didn't cheat them.
That's a comeback. I just watched that game. You know what was fishy? Mitchell ain't played the first half. He must have been coked up, but go ahead.
Who played the first half?
I don't know, but then whoever had on 15 wasn't Mitchell. So all y'all say L, West Coast, right?
Yeah, I say L. All
right.
The time zone messes up.
Yeah, we back. Okay. We come back to Jacksonville to play Houston again.
So is that the last game for the bye week?
No, that's not. The bye week is between.
Man, you got your chest poked up like the bye week pulls the chain for the Jaguars.
I already told you they're going to be 2-1 whatever before the bye week.
No, you just doing your numbers about the bye week.
It's true because I looked at the schedule already.
The Lions is before the bye week.
Because, you know, most good teams care about the bye week. Like, they play hard because they don't want to lose going into the bye week.
Yeah.
Jaguars only winning because it's my birthday. Normally, the Jaguars don't give a damn about no damn bye week.
Yeah, we'll, the Lions is we'll, the game going into the bye week.
The Jaguars are like, we'll lose whenever we want to. That's how the Jaguars.
We come out of the bye flying to L.A., Los Angeles, San Diego area.
Like I said, it's over.
So everybody got an L. I got an L.
Jet lag.
I ain't got jet lag. I ain't do my pitch. I told y'all last they ain't winning no more.
See, Corey, see, y'all got to understand, for Corey Pod, Underscouted, he writes for them too. And now you can see headline.
Jet lag.
Jags. That's it. That's exactly what
it is. Yo, you know how they run back? Y'all remember when we was kids and on ESPN after the season every year, they'll show those 30-minute videos of the season and they'd be like, end of review. That's what the title, Jet lag. Jags.
That should be the title of the season.
Oh, I wish we had a good football team. This is sad. Then after the Chargers, we come back home to play Houston. So – I guess if y'all believe a split, whatever. If we didn't pick it last time, whatever. I think they lose that one. Okay, then we go finally for the first time since Blaine Gabbert and Justin Blackmon showed out in a loss. Okay. We go back to Green Bay to Lambeau Field. And November the 15th, it'll probably be 1 degree.
Yeah, that's a loss, most definitely.
We from Florida.
So you picking the L, Corey?
That's a loss.
The L ain't the word.
Yeah.
Mercedes Lewis finna have a career day.
Come on, Mark. I got offer up Mercedes scoring a touchdown.
20 two years of the league.
Two of them.
Two of them. I can believe. Who gonna cover that?
I don't even think his legs work no more. And he's still gonna have six
they
touchdowns.
They gonna work that Sunday.
Two touchdowns, 60 yards.
No, two touchdowns, 17 yards. This is a sad existence,
y'all. That's horrible.
But it's top receiver, top receiver in the game.
They ain't gonna get him in the game.
Top receiver in the game, but
hey, Mercedes gonna be the sideline. They gonna be like, goal line.
Come on in. Six of them.
They gonna wheel him out on a wheelchair. He gonna stand up like Rudy.
Guess he made them two catches.
He on the outside playing receiver.
He gonna be on first take talking about Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I had my career there.
I can see Skip now, but Skip. I can see Shannon right now. Skip. Did you see him? Mercedes Lewis. Did you see him?
Skip.
Pro Bowl. All right, so we leave the tundra of Green Bay and come home to play another great classic team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a loss.
Ooh, they gonna play Pittsburgh tough, though.
Pittsburgh they usually can't beat us,
do.
But you're right.
They always do.
Yes, let's stop playing, though.
Is Roethlisberger, is he going to be healthy this season?
Yeah, we'll see who in there. You might get Mason Rudolph with a dent head.
I
heard he's wearing a special helmet that showed the dent.
How many wins I got so far?
Who knows? I can't stop keeping track.
I don't know. Pittsburgh. Oh, my God. Jaguars going to get him hell. I don't know, man.
So you picking Pittsburgh? Bud picking Pittsburgh, y'all. Anybody else picking a win right now? I'm picking a straight L.
I'm picking a loss.
I'm going with a win. I feel real tough
about that. I'm going with a win.
I feel
Minshew has, you know, he played good against
them. I about to say, at that point, I feel like the rails are off because I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'd have lost 7 in a row at that point. So
you said we losing 13 straight.
That's what I'm saying. So at that point, we'd have lost 7 in a row. The wheels off. These tires flat.
What?
The only thing that keeping people from being in the stadium is the fact that it's Corona. So luckily, we won't notice the fans not turning out at that point.
Man, you're going to see it on the live stream numbers.
Yeah, that's going to be like that's where the wheels fall off.
Go down to 8 people.
Okay, then we got one after we lose to the Steelers. This that run too. We got Green Bay Steelers. Then we got the Browns at home.
Who?
Anybody picking the Jags?
They beat the Browns
at home.
No, what's the name gonna come down here and show out on them?
No, what's it called?
OBJ gonna come down here and put him on the behind.
Because what's it called? He gonna play too much. He'll
be
on the end, man.
You think that win? That's Baker Mayfield. That's Baker Mayfield Pro Bowl game right there. Baker Mayfield going to throw 6,000 yards in one game. Set the NFL record. They're going to think he good. Nah, you just playing the Jags. Okay, then we go to Minnesota to that beautiful stadium up there. Play the Vikings. Anybody got the Jags?
No.
You once, like that, don't you?
No, once again, man. Anytime we start flying Midwest.
Yeah, it's over.
Or Southwest. Over.
Then we come home to play the Titans. Anybody got the Jags?
No.
Yeah, Tennessee will be on a playoff run.
By don't even tell me about Week 15.
Then we got the Ravens and Lamar
that's
Jackson.
That's most definitely a no.
Now, my question is, hell no.
He going to look like,
to the no. Okay.
Ravens gonna beat that.
I know y'all ain't got the Ravens.
Khalil Kemp's going to have a career day,
yeah.
Bro.
My question is this, though. How much do the Jags lose by?
When 30.
30?
No, Lamar Jackson going to have to play third on the fourth quarter.
When they play the Ravens?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, that man got Madden speed.
What I'm saying. He ain't going to have to play, but he ain't going to be
hitting. 42-3.
Yeah. It's something like that. I think that might be setting up. Because the wheels done fell off, they gonna be really, really bad. That's
do you see the defensive line?
Yeah,
just, I ain't even talking about the secondary. Just the defensive line alone.
And at that game,
y'all think Calais gonna play with us?
I think Calais gonna get six sacks in the first half. Yeah, he don't play no more. Because he gotta save him for the playoffs.
Yeah, Calais gonna be mad.
Yeah, he gonna have a big.
He upset.
Don't get me wrong. Now he left out on good terms with the tweets.
No. Calais is a man. I miss Calais. I wish Calais was still here.
But he's going to handle that on the field.
Calais is literally going to pick up Shu and throw him to the window where DDT is.
Oh, just hold him up like a baby and shake him into the ball fall out.
Well, I'll have God to miss you last the whole season.
See, I'm with Corey. And this is why I was saying sign Jameis.
I don't think Minshew lasts the whole season. 8 games.
Not with this
whole line.
We can't do Corey.
Jameis?
Ooh, I was going to let
for
Corey.
30?
Yeah, I'm with
Corey,
it.
20 for 20. Corey, I'm so disappointed in Corey.
Why?
I get HB like this all the time. And ever since Johnny been on this show, I done got Johnny. Corey, you almost went the whole show without me checking. Intercept it. I got you, Corey. You say shoe not gonna last. Let me tell you why you're wrong. Dave told us that the strongest part of this team is our offensive line.
Oh, okay.
That's why we didn't address the offensive line. So, Corey, how is shoe gonna get hurt when the offensive line is the strongest part of the team?
I'll tell you how it gets hurt. A DDT.
Hey, well, you know they said the walls of Jericho came down just by hearing noise.
I love shooting.
I win when he's right.
Knows
but
I feel
my
sorry.
Boy,
I'm telling
like,
you, that's why they really got a third quarterback. They know by game six, he gone. Josh so Dobbs going to be in. By game nine, he gone. And we're going to finish the season.
So we just
should have signed Jameis.
So we should have just kept them full. Let him be the...
The precious lamb of God.
Speaking of that.
My whole point is this. How y'all say... Oh man, why we benching Nick Foles, our franchise quarterback, all this money? We just feel like Minshew gives us a better chance to win with his mobility.
Then
you don't do nothing to the offensive line. If you are picking quarterbacks,
yeah, we did.
Because they can run.
I'm gonna have to check you, son.
Intercepted.
Light skin check. Okay. Don't worry, my brown skin brother. I got you. Okay. We did do something to the offensive line. We drafted somebody from EWC, Minnesota. Okay?
Tennessee, Missouri.
Southwest, Sisters of the Poor, two rocks on the side of the road, but don't cook me. We drafted that lineman, guard, mm-hmm. tackle, center, who drank smoothies.
Yes.
So there you go.
With goat milk. What?
Because that's going to fix
also,
the line.
Also, Will Richardson is going to compete with Cam Robinson, whatever the hell that means. So, yeah, we did something. So, hush your mouth, OVO.
We're doomed.
Speaking of Nick Foles, the second to last game of the season, Chicago Bears.
Ooh, that's at Jacksonville.
The Bears at this point are 5-9.
Uh-huh.
And Nick Foles coming here and beat us like it's the damn Super Bowl.
Bears are 5-9, but guess what? Teams run out to the stadium. Guess what the Bears gonna run out to with a boom box on their shoulder? We not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle. They beat the Jaguars. They gonna put a 50 burger. They gonna beat the hell out of
DDT. DDT gonna say the Bears are who we thought they were.
Yeah. You want to crown them, you crown their ass.
The Bears are going to beat.
Because I'm going to tell you right
Nick
now.
Nick Foles going to be hurt the whole year.
I'm trying to tell you. I was just about
and
to say.
And he going
to
come back either a week or two before that Jag game.
Y'all with icing hot on the shoulder.
Nick Foles going to throw for four touchdowns.
400 yards.
Zero interceptions.
400 yards.
400 yards. And each touchdown going to be a 100-yard touchdown.
And he going to catch one.
Time.
And he going to run one.
And they going to do the Chicago special.
So y'all tell me he going to be healthy by this time?
Yeah.
No, he going to be hurt majority of the
time. He's just going to come in. It's going to be like Rudy. Like Rudy.
He can be in the sling. The day before game, say, I'm good today on Sunday.
You remember You remember Rocky when he trained to fight Drago? That's what Nick Foles' resume gonna be. Hearts on fire, strong D. He gonna train,
bro,
and he gonna go Duval on top of that mountain to play the Jaguars.
I just want you to know, at that point in the season, the Bears are 5-9, getting ready to come in here. The game don't matter, and Mitch Trubisky has probably played the last four games because they want to see what they got in Mitch because they didn't pick up his option, but they want to see what they got. They've been playing.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, a team who was a really good team had an extraordinary good defense, quarterback was shaky and subpar.
Boy,
he had a good year, went to the playoffs. Lost in the playoffs. Next year was trash. Wait a minute. After that really good year, they ain't give him an extension.
They just
let everything play out.
They say we'll see where it shake, bro. We also going bringing in Nick.
No,
Foles.
What
wait
happened?
Wait a minute. You can do that.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, bud.
You can let quarterbacks and players just play it out, so you don't have to immediately after 1 year give them an extension.
Well, you can't. Well, you can. You see what the Jaguars did.
Uh oh.
So Nick Foles is, like I said, Trubisky at that point would beat them, play 4-5 games in a row because they want to see what they got in Trubisky, and then it's gonna come Jaguars week, and Nick gonna be like, "I got this one," and he gonna come in and throw for 700 yards.
Superman.
Yeah.
The Bears literally, the 2018 Bears were literally the 2017 Jags. Huh?
Preach. Anywho, Bears can kick rocks.
Despite all that, I said Jazz was going to win that game.
Versus Nick Foles?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, Johnny's on crack. We care about we care about the members of the Flag family.
Crack,
we will be,
crack is white. We'll see if we can get Johnny.
We'll be entering. Hold on the line.
Hold on the line, Johnny.
We're going to get some help, Shorty.
Like, easy. Hold on. Stay on the line, but we're going to get some help, Johnny.
Last one, then we're going to throw flags, is the Colts. Last game of the season. It don't matter. Do you think we win it?
Sweep in front of your own front door. Before you come sweeping mine, sweep. The Colts are sweeping the Jaguars.
I say we lose.
Sweep.
Core.
It's a loss.
I said loss because I said 13
this,
in a row.
I think this is playoff. I think this last game is playoff implications for the Colts.
The only team the Jaguars beaten twice in this division is the Texans. No, not twice. The only team they Johnny almost flipped this table. The only team the Jaguars beaten one time in this division is the Texans, and the only reason they beaten the Texans one time because DeAndre Hopkins not there. Because if DeAndre was there, it'd have been a clean sweep.
And but I don't even know what to call it 100% when he comes back. JJ Watt.
Well, CJ, I hope you can stay healthy because Texas Toast ain't stopping nobody. DeAndre Hopkins, Ron Harper. Ain't stopping nobody.
Ron Simmons.
Flag family. Remember, you can find Flag on the Play on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or anywhere you find your podcast provider. We want to give a shout out to Johnny showing up again. The brother was on time. Look at that. Boy, you make a good name for dark-skinned people everywhere.
I'll be on time, too, if you gave me such a damn hard time about the last time. He was, 2 minutes late.
I had to tell him.
And it was horrible.
We do not do that here.
We don't do that here.
Okay, yeah. Shoot. Listen, I'm a Killmonger guy. Anyways. That being said, Johnny was on time. We'll give shout out to Johnny for coming back through again. Appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah, I appreciate and being on the show again.
Definitely. You can come back whenever. Just so we can make fun of you.
That's it. And then, I'm coming in.
And then I want to give a shout out to Corey, too, for being on the show. We appreciate you, man. We know your podcast is way superior to ours.
And don't forget to big ups, y'all. If y'all listen to us, go listen to Corey.
Yes, share, subscribe.
We're going to eventually slide on Corey Pod 2, hopefully, if he invites us. That's what I'm trying to force myself
After this episode.
But yeah, y'all, please go follow Underscouted. Follow it on Twitter. Follow it on Instagram. And like and subscribe his show. Big ups, Corey.
Underscouted, right, Corey?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. So, this show is called Flag on the Play because every week we throw flags on people that's violating the game. So, you know, usually, Corey, we have somebody come in, they toss a coin, and then we see who throw the flag first or whatever. I'm undefeated. We done did like 70-something episodes. I've never lost a coin toss, okay? That tradition continues or whatever. Y'all wasn't here doing a coin toss because you know how black people is. I ain't know if y'all going to show up. So I called in the GOAT, the vet. He's tossed the coin before. Plus, he ain't got no job right now. And we was talking about him before the show. The BOAT. The one and only, the best of all time, Blake Bortles, came through with his baby. Son is ugly than a mug. Anywho, flip the coin. I think he got a daughter, so I'm safe.
You are an idiot.
Blake, come on the pod. I miss you. He flipped the coin. Of course, tails prevails. I'm on top. But I defer to you, but you could defer to somebody else if you want.
I'm going to go first, okay. So the other two can get a nice little feel and vibe of what we do. Like you said, we throw these flags on people violating the game. And the violators, this show. I got Earl Thomas and his wife.
Oh.
I'm not touching that one.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that. And y'all think I'm not going to pick no side. Because guess what? And I'm saying it like this. Two wrongs don't make a right. Cause I know a lot of y'all fellas out there was like, she dead wrong with that gun, pointing that gun at that man. And then some of y'all ladies are gonna say, that's what he get for cheating. Two wrongs don't make a right. And while y'all worried about their marriage, she done bought him a chain and they still together.
Earl, come play safety.
Oh, please. Go ahead. I'll take Earl Thomas in a minute. Next up, the Rams uniforms. Oof. Houseway. How do you ruin one of the best
NFL classic,
one of the best uniforms in sports?
And it's too late now, and they can't change it for 5 years.
It sure can.
How? Unless you get a new owner, which they need. new owners can change that right away. How you do that, I don't know. It's horrible. Next, Rams uniforms. Get it together. Next, MLB players and owners arguing over money. We are dealing with a damn pandemic, and y'all arguing about money. Come on, man. Come on. Get it together. That's trash. Y'all need to get it together. Next flag, Dunbar and Baker, the UFDB and the Georgia DB. Don't you just love when Florida and Georgia get together? It was a little rough. They saying they robbing people during a dice game.
Hey.
Excuse me. Allegedly. Let's go ahead and put that out.
You always doing that. You so light skinned.
Because I'm not. I don't want to show this.
Man, go ahead.
Allegedly. And then, that's about it. Those are my flags.
That's a lot of flags, brother.
A lot of people violate.
Y'all need to stop violating during quarantine. It's supposed to be peaceful.
During quarantine.
Supposed to be peaceful.
You're supposed to be social distancing anyway.
Johnny, who you got a flag on, brother?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Who violated, Johnny? You don't know who violated the game?
Listen, the world of sports is crazy, Johnny. It's easy to find somebody who you like. What?
I'm going to have to go with Bleacher Report putting out this report of who made the best moves in the offseason.
Okay.
They feel like Tom Brady and Gronk was the top three in signings. And I don't know where they get all this, get this from.
You don't agree?
I don't agree.
Whoa.
I don't agree. I think one of the worst moves Tom Brady could have done was leaving the Patriots, because I think even with him staying with the Patriots, Gronk would have came back to sign with the Patriots. But with that being said, I mean, that's all I got, honestly. Mm-hmm. I really don't see how a 42, 43-year-old quarterback is going to be.
I concur. I think Tom Brady done.
So if they really feel like he's that much better than, Dink and Dump, then,
we'll
see.
James
Winston, and we'll see.
And that's what T be doing. Can y'all tell me, since we all live in this beautiful, beautiful state of Florida, what's up with them taxes? TB12 finna get paid.
Pay.
I'm finna get paid.
There was nowhere else to go. I would have called the Jags. Y'all need a quarterback.
Question. Not only reason.
He got like a crazy contract.
Only
too.
Reason he didn't want to come because he didn't want to die. Like Corey told us earlier. my thing is this: where people up north go to retire?
Florida.
Case dismissed. Next, y'all keep going.
I understand. Ain't no state.
TB12 ain't no fool.
If you're a player and you're a free agent and you don't come to a Florida team, you got to be like insane. Or a Texas team.
Look at all these players come to Jacksonville, get a check, and become trash.
Or Raiders. Remember Raiders? Nevada don't have no state tax either. It's only three states: Florida, Nevada, and Texas. Raiders might be starting picking up some players now, because California state tax is crazy.
Why you think they sent Jalen over there? Oh, you like money, huh? Okay.
Yeah, Jalen,
hold on.
Jalen would have made more money.
Oh, you like money?
Don't worry about it, because he got to give half of that proceeds to his old lady.
Wait a minute.
I'm claiming it.
Which one? Corey. Jalen, you still my cornerback. Corey, who you got your flag on, baby?
Man.
Corey don't want to see. Corey. Oh. Corey got a old sophisticated podcast. He don't want to hurt nobody. No, throw it on somebody you'll never meet, like Adele.
I got. Trust me, one thing.
I got on Cody Lattimore.
Oh.
I got on Cody Lattimore.
Man, what Cody did, man?
Man, he was arrested on charges of assault, menacing, and illegal discharge of a firearm.
What you doing, Corey? See, now when I seen the Corey Lattimore thing, and it was another dude that got arrested for similar, the same day or whatever.
Yeah, an apartment complex.
What y'all boys doing? Y'all COVID, rich.
Man.
Why y'all in the hood?
COVID, baby.
Y'all got to open.
COVID got these boys crazy.
They listen to Boosie.
Oh, Lord. That could have been my other flag on the play.
Y'all got to open.
I can't see that we on the sports show.
Y'all
got to open this thing back up. They right. Let these boys get back to work.
These boys going crazy. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wives going crazy, too. Pulling guns out of them. This is the sports show. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, I agree. my flag, listen, man, I'm throwing my flag on, I want to say, all the sports across the board. The fact that we can't get it together to figure out how to bring sports back is driving me insane.
Public opinion.
How the hell did NASCAR get it together before everybody else?
They riding in the damn car.
Nah, bro, they still got a lot of interaction, bro. You ever seen a pit stop?
Hold on.
NASCAR.
But
I tell you what, NASCAR.
They figured it out. They racing. And not only are they racing, they want to catch everybody up on their schedule. So they're racing Sunday and Wednesday.
They don't care about the motor.
Don't care about the motor, bro.
You wreck it, you're done.
So you, are they wearing face masks up under the helmet, too?
Who knows?
No, man. You see the face mask right now. The boy.
NASCAR think they
sponsorship
they,
face
they
mask.
They trying to get,
they
trying to get fans so bad.
NASCAR different crowd. That's a different crowd, man.
I don't understand that. Yeah, Corey, that's a different crowd.
That's a different crowd, man.
Streamline your stadium so you have less traveling or whatever. Mm-hmm. Streamline your stadiums. Go ahead on and play whatever you can with no fans. I don't care about the fans. We all watch it on TV anyways. Play best with experience. No fans and let's just get it over with. You can't, like the NBA season, yes, I'm a Laker fan and I'm biased, but you can't cancel the NBA season, man.
Ooh, time out.
That's a ship in my
bag.
I'm mad about that.
They shut that thing down.
No, they coming to play in Florida.
No, they succeed.
Nah, Mr. Magic fan, sit back.
Hey, they
could be gone in the first round anyway.
That's another Magic fan.
Yeah, y'all can sit back. Sit back.
Hey,
Disneyland ain't even open.
That's
where
they're going to play at.
They can shut that thing.
Disney World not
now,
even open.
Now, you notice out of all these different sports, look at this. Oh, my God. Please bring back college football because I think the Gators are going to be real good.
We're not going to see Kyle Trapp players last season.
Don't get me started with pro football. I just want to see my pro football because I love football. Run the Jags back. Baseball, I like the Cubs. I wouldn't mind seeing the Cubs. Oh, my God. An 82-game baseball season and a DH, I'll be so happy. Run me baseball. Basketball, pump your brakes. Let's worry about safety. Let's let these boys take the rest of this year off so they get themselves together.
No, no more.
We can recoup. The Magic can have another offseason to get a little better, and we can work next year.
No, they say the NBA is going to actually play in Orlando. They say it's going to be the biggest AAU tournament they ever
that's
seen.
That's what they
said. Hey, we was talking before the show. Go run the AAU tournament style. We play 3 games a day. Let's catch it up. Honestly.
LeBron said he with it.
Listen, just stop it wherever
full
we at.
Bread,
don't nobody care about y'all.
Now, as a Laker fan,
bread,
I'm like, run that.
Just
see,
stop
you,
it where
see,
it
as a Laker fan, HB like, you, HB
is
like
it?
You not finna cost me my banner.
Yeah.
You run this season, man.
Give me the Jazz. Let's get it going.
8-minute quarters.
Yeah. Or we could just
see. Oh, you just said Jazz. What's my boy from the Jazz? Gobert.
Well, Gobert.
He the one started the road.
Good, don't let him play.
Lee Rudy over there where he
Donovan, is. Donovan Mitchell, you can't play either. But Bogdanović, he hurt. Go on, runner. We'll beat you in 4. We can play all the games in one day. Okay? We like you say, 8-minute.
Ain't that bad how you can run an AAU style.
Listen. These are grown men who are refined athletes.
Top athletes.
And they saying they can't play two days in a row during the playoffs. But I got little girls that's 11 years old that we make play 6 games a day.
A day.
A day.
Just cut the air.
A day.
All you gotta do is cut the quarter down.
6 games a day.
It's either win on Saturday or go home.
That's it. 6 games a day.
Sunday's a privilege in AAU.
Yeah, that's real, Corey. Some
weekends. Boy, you going to see some of the most fast break dudes I've seen. If you a center, you probably ain't going to play.
Y'all don't even understand,
because you can't get up and down that court.
Some weekends.
It's going to be all guards who ain't never played the game.
Johnny,
the guards who don't normally get in going to be playing full court press. And they going to say, boy, I ain't never played this much basketball in my life.
Just run half court.
Being an AAU parent, boy, you be hoping that they'll make it this Sunday.
I'm telling you right now.
As an AAU
but you can
coach.
Do it. You can call up the D-League. Call them up to come play.
As an AAU coach, bro, some weekends I be like, not this weekend, y'all. Don't win 3. Oh, you're winning. Oh, you
and
oh,
that,
we
and
in the
and,
championship.
Yay.
Hey.
Yeah, got to play now.
Yeah. You mean I got to get up Sunday morning? And see, I coach girls, so the game always be obscure. It's like the championship game Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We ain't even woke.
Anyway. We still at the breakfast bar.
I'm trying to tell you.
Boys play at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. at night. You at that game. Because you got to support them because they support the
game. No, we played in Orlando. Man, listen. My son was up at 6 a.m. talking about the game started at 6:45.
Lord,
bro, for real.
I said, how many games he running today?
Hey, you a scam.
All day.
They run a game, it'd be 6:45. You be like, all right, we're going to go home. Now we play again at 12:30. What? Then you can play 12:30 game. All right, we play again at 1:48. We just finished this game. What are you talking about? There's only 5 more left.
You got to wait.
They'll give you no food vouchers.
Yeah. And it costs $10 to get in.
Yeah.
Anyway, this show is called Flag on the Play, man. We appreciate everybody. Corey, plug your stuff one more time, man. Where they can find you, your podcast.
It's Underscouted, Instagram, Twitter. Like and share, YouTube, and all that crazy stuff. But, man, guys, it's been a pleasure to be on Flag on the Play, man. I love this environment. Usually when I'm doing mine, I'm by myself. me and just a guest. So to have you guys in here, man, this is an amazing environment.
Man, you and Johnny got an open invitation, whether y'all going to take it or not. Every time we do a pod, I'm like, hey, me and HB doing a pod. Y'all coming or not?
All right, cool.
Every yeah. time.
Y'all so, always welcome, man. Always it's welcome. Always fun, and it's always good to bounce stuff off. Like I say, man, me and Bud don't take this too seriously, and I know the Flag family don't take us seriously, but we appreciate listeners that we get. And listen, everybody out there, J-Rock in the Philippines.
Oh, my boy, J-Rock.
You got Jacob Schaffner? Schaffner?
Schaffner? That's my boy. That's a real one.
King George.
King George. My boy,
T.Y. Superfan Steve. All of y'all, man. All the Flag family, man. Y'all go subscribe to my boy Corey Podcast and Underscout It. And make sure that y'all check him out, man. Show him love because he's going to show us love, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure because it's one big family. Right after you cut this off, go subscribe to Underscouted and put his on. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. But as always, man, we are Duval.
Till we die.
You a hater, hater bear.